Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
You're listening to Georgia on Drive, and I am joined by the wonderful singer-songwriter Katie Kittermaster. Hi, Katie, you there?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. I'm very, very excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Of course, it's a pleasure to have you. Now, tell us a little bit about how you got into music and when did you decide that this was what you wanted to do?
I guess like many other musicians, I think music has always sort of been in my bones in a funny way. I think my first sort of solo performance was the Nativity play when I was three. Not that I can really remember, but it helped me. And I just love the whole musical theatre thing. I really wanted to go into that and be Annie in the West End. Then realised I couldn't really dance and I couldn't really act, so I was just left with the singing. And then started playing my guitar and writing songs when I was about 15. Had my first sort of, well, I don't know if you can quite call it a relationship, age 15, and the breakup of that so-called relationship. Mm-hmm. And wrote my first song off the back of that, and I think that sort of just unleashed this like songwriting, I don't know, thing inside me, and now it's sort of just what I do as a job, which is pretty cool.
Amazing. And who are some of your favourite artists? Who influences you?
Well, weird that you just played Ed Sheeran. His writing style and like his lyrics is definitely something that inspires me, and I think, yeah, I definitely take a lot of words of wisdom from him. The same with Taylor Swift, just like the really good songwriters and songstresses out there, obviously Adele, and then some up and coming people like Maisie Peters, Holly Humberstone, Olivia Dean, JC Stewart. There's a ridiculously amount of talented people out there, so
it's interesting. You say that you take influence from Ed Sheeran. When I was listening to some of your music, that's definitely something I got. I thought, I was like, oh, she's like a female Ed Sheeran. I really like your sound. Yeah, I can hear it. It sounds really good. I know you've supported some amazing artists over the years. You've supported the Kaiser Chiefs, Scouting for Girls. Who's been your favourite? Can you answer that?
Well, with quite a few of them, they were just singular gigs. So with the Kaiser Chiefs, Soul to Soul, Scouting for Girls, Gabrielle and Rick Astley, we were doing this thing called these like drive-in pub in the park events, so it's kind of like a drive-in cinema, which was so cool, but it was so different to like a normal gig. Like people were like honking their horns instead of clapping, which is interesting. Scared the life out of me the first time someone honked. But I was on tour with Brian McFadden and Keith Duffy from Boyzone and Westlife for probably nearly 4 months. So I feel like it would be rude not to talk about them. Sadly, the end of the tour was cut short by Corona, but it was just amazing. Like, we played to some pretty big audiences and got to travel a lot, and their showmanship is amazing. You can learn so much from just watching them on stage.
Amazing. And since you mentioned Corona and everything, I was going to ask next, actually, how your plans have been affected and your career in general. Have you found a lot of things cancelled because of it? Have you been able to sort of do the whole virtual thing instead? What have you been up to?
I think when Corona first hit and our tour was cut short, I thought, you know what? I'll take this nice roast dinner at home. I'll do my washing. I'll cuddle the dog. Didn't think, you know, it would last longer than a week, but here we are talking about it in November. I guess it obviously has had major impacts, as it's been shown in the news, obviously, especially the creative industry. We've been really sort of, you know, we're all pretty much unemployed, which is fun. I don't know. I've been trying to make the most of it by doing live streams, and I did this thing at the beginning of isolation, which was like a COVID cover challenge. So I did a cover on my social media every day, just following the letters of the alphabet, which mainly was just good because it got me up and out of bed, showered, dressed, and, you know, I feel like you're always more productive if you've, you know, followed those few steps. So yeah, there's not a whole lot you can do, but I'm still releasing music. I've got a cover of Every Breath You Take by Sting coming out in 2 weeks. The Problem came out I think a week or two ago. So still busy, but just not on the live scene, which I miss a lot, but it will come.
Yeah. And how can people find those covers you've been doing? Where can people find you on social media?
So my name is Katie Kittermaster, which is KitterMaster. And that is my name on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Oh, that's nice and easy then.
TikTok, YouTube, Spotify, Deezer, everywhere you could find someone, I'll be there.
You mentioned The Problem, which is one of your latest songs. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and about the creative process behind that song?
Yeah, sure. So The Problem is a song I wrote in January. I was due to go on a writing trip to LA, which is something I'd never done before. And I was taking my manager and my guitarist. It was all a very, you know, there was a lot of pressure behind me if I didn't write the hits when we were there, because you're flying halfway across the world. And I'd never really written with people before, so the whole thing was, like, seriously daunting. And I just, the night before our flight, I thought I'd better just check that I can still write. So this is the song that sort of just fell out of me. And, like, it is a very, like, sort of dark, personal song. And I guess the story behind it kind of stemmed from a conversation I had with my mum, where I was reflecting on, like, a lot of friendships that had sort of drifted or failed, or relationships that had ended, or, you know, just situations that hadn't gone your way. And I thought, your parents always sort of try and soften the blow by saying, like, oh, it's not you, sweetie, it's them, or they're just jealous, or do you know what I mean? That kind of thing. And I just thought, hang on a second, like, I'm the common denominator here. Like, what if I actually am the problem? What if it's me? Like, yeah, and that sort of just spiraled into a dark, dark sort of hole. And that's obviously not ideal. But I'm glad with these moments of darkness that I have, I'm able to turn them into positives, because now people feel like it's not just them, you know?
Absolutely. Other people can relate to it. And it is a beautiful song. So at least you can use your music as such a gorgeous outlet for that. We are going to play it in a little bit. But before you go, I have to ask you, we've been playing some Strictly games and some Bake Off games, all sorts of things on the show lately. And sneaky preview, there will be an I'm a Celeb game coming shortly, hopefully, when I'm a Celeb starts. Out of those three, what do you think you would rather go on if you were asked?
Definitely I'm a Celeb.
Really? You think you could do it?
Sure. I think I really love to challenge myself, and that's just a bit of me. I think it'd be great.
Do you think you could do the eating trials, though?
Yeah, smash it.
Nice. Well, we will be supporting you and voting you when we see you on there. Thank you so much for joining me today, Katie.
Thank you for having me.
It's been absolutely great. And as I say, we are going to play your new single, The Problem, now.
Thank you very much.
I don't want to be a burden on you. Don't want you to have to go through anything like you did that day. So I won't tell you what it feels like on the inside. I'll tell you that I'm feeling just fine, so that you don't run away. I've been trying to tell myself that I'm better. I've been trying to tell myself I'm alright. I've been trying to tell myself that I'm stronger than I was before, but I know that I'm lying. But maybe it's just me all along. Maybe it's just who I am. The doctor's got it wrong. No healing or grieving or speaking to someone can change me. Maybe I'm the problem. Part of me is unfair, but I don't wanna scare you away. I don't wanna lose everything. And sometimes I forget what he said when he broke me. tell myself that I'm better. I've been trying to tell myself I'm alright. I've been trying to tell myself that I'm stronger than I was before, but I know that I'm lying. Maybe it's just me all alone, and maybe it's just who I am. The doctor's got it wrong. No healing or grieving or speaking to someone can change me. Just a phase, a teenage kind of angst, but it seems it just won't go away. And I didn't want to tell you, cause I'm terrified that you'll do what he did, up and leave me. So maybe it's just me all along, and maybe it's just who I am. The doctor's got it wrong. No healing or grieving or speaking to someone can change me. Maybe I'm the problem. Maybe it's just all my fault. Maybe they left cause I forced them to bolt out the door. The people I adore are like ghosts from a past life. I didn't know why. Maybe I'm the problem. Maybe I'm the problem. Maybe I'm the problem. The